I have a very important announcement to make. Daylight savings time is in 4 days. Oh my God. Do you feel the actual will to live re-entering your body? Dear heavens above, I hope you do, because I do. It's so funny. I always like convince myself, oh my God, I don't have seasonal depression. And then the sun comes out one day and I'm like, holy shit, I can leave my house. Oh my God, I have a smile on my face. Yeah, that's been me recently. The second the sun comes out, it doesn't even have to be warm out. But the second the sun comes out, I feel my soul come back into my body. I feel the seasonal affective disorder leave. And it's so funny because I feel like my roommates are about to experience a completely different person. They're going to be like, who the fuck is this person we're living with? Because I moved in at the very end of November. And I've, one thing about me, I'm going to hermit in the cold months. I'm staying my ass inside. Because what do you have for me outside? Cold, bitter wind? I don't want to experience it at all. So I stay inside. Also, I'm not leaving this damn house when it's dark out. Dark and cold? Yeah, you've got to be kidding yourself. So yes, all I would do in the winter would go to the gym. And if you're lucky, I'd also go to a coffee shop. That's it. I have the energy to see one person a week. That's it. Leave me alone. I'm tucked into bed the second it gets dark at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But when it is warm outside and it stays bright out, later, oh my God, I'm a completely different person. I want to be outside on walks all day. Granted, I'm still a grandma, so like I'm not going to parties and shit, but I want to be outside on a walk. I want to go sit outside somewhere. I want to go sit by water. So my roommates are about to see a completely different side of me, and that is just one who has a will to live. That is one who has energy and can actually function as a human being. It's exciting. I love being alive when it's warm outside. So it makes a ton of sense that I live in the very like northern part of this country, considering I hate winter. It's not even that I hate the cold. That's what Florida made me realize, because hey, I got hit with a harder seasonal depression there than ever in my life. I don't mind the cold. I hate the dark. It's dark and cold. Kill me. Honestly. Anywho, hey guys, I got the biggest damn ick from social media. I got so pissed off. It's just like, I'm so turned off from social media right now. I went through my Instagram and like deleted almost every post I've ever put up there. I wanted to do the same with my YouTube. I still might private a bunch of videos. I just got the ick. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just me maturing, but I realized I was like, I really realized how much of a damn know-it-all I was. And granted, I probably still am to an extent, but that's been an issue with me my whole life, is just like, I think I'm always right and I think I know everything. And it just like hit me one day where I was like, oh. Also, what hit me one day was realizing that other people are perceiving me. That's not something I was aware of. I didn't know anyone else perceived me. I've just sort of existed in my own bubble for a really long time. And then one day I was like, oh my God, everyone can see my social media posts. And not only can everyone see it, but 109,000 people follow it. That's weird. So I sort of like started to view my content through the lens of others, and I got really cringed out. So I deleted a lot of things. And I think another part of it too is like, and this is gonna probably make you giggle, because what? I really value my privacy. I am not someone who wants my entire life on the internet, and you're probably like, bitch, you've been doing weekly vlogs for how long? I don't know. I feel like even though I've been posting a lot, I've still done a really good job like not sharing a lot about my life, but I'm like, I don't necessarily need everyone to know what the inside of my house looks like. I don't know. I think I'm moving away from weekly vlogs. I don't want to do them. I don't know what I want to do on social media. I really thought about stopping it altogether. I'm not going to. I don't see myself posting reels and things like that anymore. I don't know. I just got so cringed out and I don't know how to explain it. But I think I was just like taking everything too seriously. It's not that deep. Also, I think another thing was like, I realized looking back on my old content when I was giving such like deep advice, which is like, I've had a lot of people reach out and say it helped them, which I'm so grateful for. I'm glad. But it's like, I don't even know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on. Who am I to be giving advice? I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. You know? Like, hey, babe, I need some advice. A lot, actually. I don't know. I think like everyone has things to learn and everyone has things to teach. But I just am sort of tired of taking life so seriously. And I want to just like have more fun in general. And I'm going to talk a lot about that, but just like on social media and things like that. So I'm not going to put so much pressure on myself. I really love podcasting. So I think I'm going to keep doing this, but also who godforsaken knows. I think the way I want to approach it though is like not have it be a themed episode, because I think that started to piss me off too. I was like, okay, I have nothing to talk about. So I just stopped because I felt like I had to get on here with some life-changing thing every time. And it's like, I have no life-changing information. So I just want to get on here, talk about like shoot the shit essentially, which is what this podcast started out as. And then I think I just turned it into like a self-help podcast because that's what got me a lot of followers on Instagram and stuff. And it's like, I don't care about Instagram followers anymore at all. My account used to be at 123,000 followers. I'm at 109,000 followers. I've lost so many followers and I just can't find it in myself to care. I think I've lost followers from talking about Palestine and also just like from not being active or like ghost accounts. I don't know. And I honestly do not give a shit at all. Because I used to like think that eventually I wanted to be a full-time influencer. I don't see that for myself anymore at all. I've really gotten into videography and I'm having so much fun with it. And I really like my goal there is to get into like sports videography and eventually do it for professional sports teams. I also think it'd be super fun to try out wedding videography. I'm just excited. It's nice. I don't know. I guess this is your reminder that like you can change your mind as many times as you want. You have the permission to. I was talking to my friend about it and she was like, yeah, but like be gentle with the version of yourself that was posting. And it's like, no, I think it's cool that I did that. I think it's awesome that I was able to grow a social media account and that I was able to post every day. Not anymore. I don't want to. Things change. People change. Feelings change too. Never thought the circumstances would have changed you. What song is that? Things change. Feelings change. People change too. Is that Bryson Tiller? Let's look it up. It is Bryson Tiller. It's not. It's Come and See Me by Party Next Door. Why did Bryson Tiller pop up? Anyway, I think what I want this, like a big inspiration for me doing this sort of thing is Brittany Broski's podcast. That is my favorite podcast. And it sort of just reminded me that like, I can do what I wanted to do with a podcast, which is like not have anything set in stone and just get on here and literally run my mouth, which is what I used to do. But then I convinced myself people wouldn't like it. And it's like, okay, you don't have to like it. I've had a lot of lessons in my life recently that have just really reinforced. I am not for everybody and that is okay. You will not be for everybody and that is okay. I don't want to be for everyone. Because if you're for everyone, that means like you are not being authentic to yourself because not everyone likes the same thing. So if everyone likes you, that means I feel like you're molding yourself to be what those people want you to be. Hey, whatever. Anyways, yeah, I'm just trying to stop taking life so seriously and start having more fun. I realize like I have not had, I mean, I've had fun in my life, don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, girl, it's not that deep. You're 23. You do not need to know what's going on. Just do your best. Seriously. I've been putting too much damn pressure on myself. I just feel like I'm stepping into adulthood more. I don't know. God forbid I like my life. God forbid. Heavens to Betsy, you know? I don't know. But a part of me not taking life so seriously and not putting so much pressure on myself, I think I just put too much pressure on myself to be perfect. Who the hell? You're not. That's the thing. And I realize, like, that's okay. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not know everything, you know? And with that being said, I did re-download Tinder and Hinge. Oh my God. And I know I told myself I wouldn't, but I kind of just like, I deleted them like a month or two ago because I got so sick of dating. But I realized even that I was putting too much pressure on it. And now I just want to go into dating to like have fun. And I'm not saying like sleep around, which if that's what you want to do, by all means, I know myself. That's not something I don't think I could ever do. I'm sensitive, girl. I'm too sensitive and I'm also a lover. I know I will fall in love and I don't want to do that. But like, I feel like I was just like, I have to meet my person. So like, yes, have high standards, but you can still have fun with dating without like, I don't know, while having high standards, I guess. Because I would just write people off almost immediately if they didn't meet my standards or like my non-negotiables. But it's like, not everyone has to be your husband. Not everyone has to be your person. Like, go have a little fling, you know? Or, like, go date and just go have fun. Like, you don't have to... I'm 23! If I meet my person, that's awesome, but also go have fun. Stop putting so much pressure on it. It's not that serious, you know? So I'm just trying to reevaluate my approach because I, like, haven't had fun experiences dating. I haven't had, like, I've had experiences dating with, like, first dates and things, but I don't know. I want to have little, like, relationships or little flings or, like, if it turns into something long-term and serious, that's awesome. But also, if not, that's okay as well. I just want to gain experiences and have fun. I'm in a phase of life where I want to have fun. I joined a damn pickleball league, for God's sake. Have I ever played pickleball a day in my life? Yes, in middle school. I don't remember how, though. I probably will suck. Actually, okay, so let's be real. What's the difference between pickleball and tennis? Really? At the end of the day, if you think about it, I have no clue. It's not my problem. So yeah, I re-downloaded dating apps. God forbid. I forgot boys can be fun to talk to when they're not being idiots. But also, they can be fun to talk to when they are being idiots. Also, something I've been realizing with dating is while I want to have fun, I still want to be healthy and, like, mature about it. And there was this guy that, like, I've never really known when... Is it, like, when do you need to have the conversation of, hey, I'm not interested? Because I don't want to ghost people, but I was like, I don't think it's ghosting if it's only been a day of texting and we've never met. But this one guy, like, would not stop texting me. And I was like, okay, I have to say something. So I did. I was just like, hey, I don't really, like, I hope you have a good day. I want to let you know where I'm at. I don't see this going anywhere. You seem like a great guy. Wish you the best. And a lot of people were like, you don't owe him that. And it's like, girl, it's not about that. But I do truly believe that whatever you put out into the world is what you will get back. And I want respect from people, like decency. And I've had a lot of instances in dating where, like, I haven't been given respect or people haven't respected my time or my feelings. So it's like, yeah, would I want even or expect someone to communicate that with me after a day? Absolutely not. But this guy just didn't take the hint where I wasn't answering him. For a day, mind you. And so I just communicated that with him. And I'm really glad I did it. But I don't know. I think you're always learning at the end of the day. Also, on another note, I'm getting my belly button pierced today in 4 hours. And I'm so excited. I've always wanted my belly button pierced. But I always told myself that, like, it wouldn't look good on me because I don't have a super flat stomach or whatever. And then I, like, really wanted it. Gained weight, then I really told myself I couldn't. And then when I started this fitness journey, I told myself, oh, like, when I lose the weight, I will get it pierced. But I lost the initial, like, when I first started, I set a sort of, like, goal weight. And then I reached that goal weight. And then I set another goal weight. And I realized, like, it will never feel like enough. So I decided, girl, I'm getting it pierced. Because I'm just so sick of waiting to do the things I want to do until I lose weight or until I whatever. So I'm getting it pierced today. Because will I continue to lose weight? Likely. I'm going to keep doing the habits I've been doing, you know. But I just want my life to stop revolving around weight loss. I want my life to stop revolving around what my body looks like and food and all of that. Like, oh my God, it's exhausting. I'm exhausted. And also I literally can't remember a time in my life where I haven't hated my belly. And I think getting a belly button piercing will just, like, make me feel so much more confident in it. And, you know, I don't know. I've talked about body image and all that online, but it's a bitch. And I feel like it's not talked about enough how, like, when you start a fitness journey, I think so many people go into it thinking that's going to be what, like, makes them confident. Or, like, I don't know, at least for me, when I first started, I told myself, okay, when I lose the weight and when I get to this specific weight, for context, I, like, really loved my body the summer of 2021. And then I gained about, like, 40 pounds. And then I was like, okay, well, when I get back to the weight I was summer 2021, I'll obviously love my body. And then I got back to that weight and I didn't love my body. In fact, I hated it more than I ever had in my life. And that was really jarring because I was like, wait, if I loved it then and I look the same now, what's going on? It was never about my body. It was always about me. So since then, I've lost about 15 more pounds. And I still am like, I'm getting better with my body image, but in my mind, I'm like, okay, 15 more pounds. Literally a month ago, or I forget when it was, my sister was like, let's go get our belly buttons pierced. And I was like, no, I need to lose 20 more pounds. And it's like, okay, stop. Just stop. Go get it pierced. Like, it's crazy how it just will never feel like enough. And I don't know what to do about that besides just do things to accept my body now and stop putting so much emphasis on the way my body looks and on my weight. And I don't know, it's difficult because it's a lot of rewiring of my brain, especially like as a woman growing up, subconsciously and consciously, like it's shoved down your throat that like your body is the most important part about you. I mean, I remember being a little girl, like I was probably 7 years old, and you know, I was super active. I played soccer. Like, I was in good, I was a kid. I was in good shape. And I remember someone in my family bought me those, like, skinny tea stomach wraps and the skinny tea weight loss gummies and made me wrap my stomach in the wraps and eat the gummies because my belly was too big. And no man would want me with a belly that big. And I was like, oh, okay. So then like my entire life, I've just been like conditioned to hate my stomach, obviously. And I never knew why until I started thinking about it. And I realized like so many of the ways I view my body aren't actually my own thoughts. They're like from the people that made me feel that way growing up. And it's crazy. It's so insane. Because like I've never had a toned flat belly by any means. But it's just crazy. It is just crazy. I remember my entire life, my belly was the only thing I wanted to change about myself. I used to like my body besides my belly. So now I'm like, okay, let that go. Let that go. And even though it's crazy, because even though now I consciously know like these aren't my thoughts, that's why I think this way, I still like, I don't love my belly. I don't hate it as much as I once did, but I don't love it for sure. It's annoying. It's also damn annoying. Being a human is difficult. Being a girl is hard. Sounded like I was hawking a loogie there when I said hard. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone will relate to that, but how do you accept your body? Honestly, something I've been doing that has really helped me, if wearing tighter fitting clothes, I realized I like didn't realize, especially, okay, it's difficult to know what you look like in general, but especially when you lose 60 pounds in like 10 months. Oh my God. I had no idea what I looked like. And I would always wear baggy clothes because when I, you know, was 60 pounds heavier, and I don't want anyone to think there's any problem being any weight at all. Like, clearly it's not about the weight. It's about my brain. But I was not confident in my body at all. So I wore really baggy clothes, and I still wear really baggy clothes because I'm still not confident in my body at all. But I realized I'm not going to A, learn what my body looks like, and then B, learn to accept and love my body if I'm always hiding it. So I've started to get clothes that actually fit me, and that helps a lot. I surprisingly feel really confident in those. I feel my most confident in gym clothes because they fit me really well. And number two is just like, what I do is at night I put my headphones on and I just dance in front of my mirror. Not to the point yet where I want to do that naked. That's still freaking me out a bit. But just like in a bra or, you know, tighter clothes, it helps a lot. And then also just realizing your body's the least important thing about you. It's the least interesting thing about you. People would be idiots if they wrote you off because of your body. But like, yeah, I know these things. It doesn't change it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not stupid. I know, I don't know. Also, I think because the person who told me those things about my body was a man has really affected my brain in thinking that like all men must view me that way. And it doesn't really help since I've like not been dating for the past 5 years. I've not been like sexually active. I haven't really been, I've never been a person that craves male validation, but I think there is just a part of my brain that thinks my body must be the reason why I'm single, even though like it's my choice to be single. And celibate. Like, I easily, many times, could have gotten into a relationship, still could right now, get into a relationship or go get laid. But it's my choice not to. But still, there's a part of my brain that's like, that's why. It's because of your body. No man could find you attractive. And I like, this is another thing. I wasn't planning on getting deep this episode, but I guess we are. In dating, I think one of the biggest roadblocks I hit was I was actively going on dates with people I wasn't super attracted to. I would match with people on dating apps I wasn't super attracted to. Because one, I think the rejection felt less, which is like, I'm not saying I'm proud of it. It's shitty to do. But two, I like convinced myself I couldn't. I was like, the guys I'm attracted to would never be attracted to me. Why would they? And now that like I'm matching with people on dating apps that I am attracted to, there's still a part of me that's like, you can't go on a date with them because what if they see you and they hate you? It's like, okay, well, girl, you have pictures up. I don't know. It's just constantly working through the things that like have been put into my brain as a child, which is so annoying. Like, girl, it's none of my business. Why do I have to deal with this? Why do I have to deal with the repercussions of someone else's words? That's not fair. Yeah, girl, life isn't fair. So yeah, learning to accept that, oh my God, guys can be attracted to me is crazy, which is like also so annoying because there are so many times I follow so many women on social media who have similar body types to mine, have bigger bodies than I do, have, you know what I mean? Like whatever. And I'm like, you are a work of art. I think curvy, thick women are like the most beautiful creatures to ever exist. And don't get me wrong, I think all women are beautiful. But I remember just being a little girl seeing like really thick, curvy women and being like, you are a work of art. But then I look at myself and I can't seem to think the same thing. So I'm like, okay, if I can't think that yet, that's okay. But at least know that other people can. Because if I can see that in someone else can see that in me. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. Anyway, I think I'm going to end it here. Because I don't know what else to talk about. Well, I hope you enjoyed this new format. Sorry for getting deeper than ever intended. But love you to death. And with that being said, I'm out of here.